to Toby Thompson, a musician, singer, poet, and a stand-up journalist of the old school whose work has not only captured the heart of the New West, but of America itself. Stay on that old-time rock and roll, partner.
Simon & Schuster Audio presents Flags on the Bayou, a novel by James Lee Burke. Read by McLeod Andrews, Michael Crouch, Dana Gurrier, Marin Ireland, January Lavoie, and Ray Porter. With an epilogue and acknowledgments read by the author.
One, Wade Lufkin. Morning on the Lady of the Lake Plantation can be a grand experience, particularly in the late fall when the skies are clear blue and the wind is blowing in the swamp, Spanish moss lifting in the trees, and thousands of ducks quacking as they end their long journey to the south. However, in this era of trouble and woe, it is difficult to hold on to these poignant moments. As was the case last evening when our Christian invaders from the north lit up the sky with air bursts that disintegrated into curds of yellow smoke and descended on the grass and swamp in configurations that resembled spider legs. A twisted piece of hot metal landed no more than 10 feet from the chair in which I sat and the artist's easel on which I painted, but I did not go inside the house. I would like to tell you that I am brave and inured to the damage cannon fire can wreak on the bodies of both human beings and animals, but that is not the case. There's a mini still parked in my left leg, and I need no convincing about the damage Billy Yank can do when he gets up his quills. The truth is, I both fear the wrath of our enemies, as I fear the wrath of God, and at the same time wish that I could burn inside its flame and be cleansed of the guilt that I never thought would be mine. I went to Virginia in 61, with the 8th Louisiana Infantry and a promise from our officers that I would serve as a surgeon's assistant and never shed the blood of my fellow man. Oh yes, in my innocence I was certain I would never bear the mark of Cain. Even if my superiors broke their pledge and ordered me to arm myself and fire into the ranks of boys against whom I bore no animus. I sawed limbs and stacked them in piles at 1st and 2nd Manassas, and especially at Sharpsburg, where the 8th...
Sample complete. Ready to continue?